Hi, I'm Jo Allen. I'm a holistic health teacher and founder of The Humble Warrior based in St. Leonard's-on-Sea.
Hello, I'm Heidi Rickson and I'm a Reiki healer, teacher and sound healer.
Welcome to Resonance Space. Hello, and today on Resonance Space, we're going to have a little dive into compassion.
So you said this morning that this is something you really wanted to discuss, and I'm very interested to know why.
It's just something I've been thinking about recently, in terms of how compassionate, I guess, we are as a society. I like to discuss and practice compassion in quite a lot of my sessions through various practices, which we can come to a bit later. And so I find it very important and I find it quite crucial as part of our day-to-day, really. I'm not saying I'm 100% compassionate. Who is? You know, I'm sure there are times when my stress levels will be high and my tolerance levels will be low. And I like to work on that because if I notice it. But I feel that feels like a bit of epidemic at the moment of a lack of compassion of others.
That's a really good word.
Yeah. I was going to say pandemic and then I thought, no, that's too close to what we've just been through.
Don't say the P word.
Exactly. So we'll call it an epidemic. Because I just see... but maybe it's not in my neighbourhood. Maybe it is more on the news or something, which may not be the true reflection. As we know, there is certain things that we see and things that we don't see because it's controlled by the people that want us to see things. But anyway, but what I see is reactions to situations that just seem so removed from, I don't know, from sense and compassion.
So you're seeing people doing things that are on like an overreaction or an exaggerated reaction.
Yeah, and I don't want to get specific because we've discussed that we don't want to have any sort of real political views or anything like that because we are open to all. But yeah, I see maybe an incident that happens and the reaction by the general public, it seems disproportionate and it seems to have a real lack of... not understanding, maybe empathy for that particular situation and maybe a different group of people that may have no connection whatsoever, but that then that's the target of the anger and the backlash. So I think we can all think of a few incidences where this might have happened. I don't need to really name anything. And it makes me quite disheartened that this is happening and this is the reaction and this is what's happening.
So you're disappointed and unsettled, dare I say disturbed, by the overreaction and the exaggerated reaction that you're seeing people have at the moment.
And it feels like we were talking earlier about why does this happen, you know, what's the trigger, what's the symptoms, and it feels like people have a holding a lot of anger, rage and hate, and it's something like this will happen and it triggers that. It's kind of triggers this overreaction rather than the opposite, which is kind of, you know, compassion, love, pulling together in the situation, showing solidarity.
They're coming together as a community.
Yeah. So instead of coming together and maybe trying to understand the root of the problem, how can we help? How can we stop this happening again? There's this kind of fire-like reaction, a riot, let's attack. And that's what, you know, I just think, what? Where's the compassion? Where is the... Yeah, I think that's what has made me think about this subject, particularly today. Because compassion, for me, is obviously... The incident itself can be horrific. And I can't, you know, it's different to kind of forgiveness is different to acceptance sometimes. There's mm-hmm. all there's obviously lots of facets of compassion. One of them is forgiveness and acceptance. But in a situation, for example, where something's happened that is truly terrible, you don't need to forgive or accept. But yeah, it's that kind of, what, you know, why has that happened? What's going on in that person's life? You know, are they ill? What's caused this? You know, what's caused this breakdown of that particular person, rather than making things worse by then, you know, bringing that hatred or whatever onto a different community or a different set of people that have got nothing to do with that particular incident. So yeah, compassion is understand, you know, again, not accepting necessarily, but understanding and trying to find a different way that isn't hatred and isn't, certainly isn't violence, so that, you know, we can spread more compassion, more love, more kindness to stop that sort of thing happening again.
So how would you define compassion?
I think it's a lot of, like I said, I think there's a lot of ways to define compassion, but I think it can be kindness towards others. So yeah, sort of putting yourself in someone's shoes and understanding why. So if you're in an argument, for example, and you think you're in the right, they're in the wrong, you may not change your mind about that, but can you be compassionate about why they might have that view? What's led them to that view? Can you see things from their point of view and therefore find a common ground or a bit more understanding? I think that's one way to look at it. What about you? How would you
compassion define it? Is a bit, it's almost like an, compassion is like a, almost like a verb, because it's an, it's more of an active thing, because it's not just like empathy where we feel how someone else is feeling. It's feeling how someone else is feeling and wanting to help. So that wanting to help is the active part. And even if that's wanting to help to be understanding, that can be a help. Or wanting to help sometimes is not doing something as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I think when we practice compassion, so when we, and we can bring this back to everyday life now rather than big incidents that might be happening, but when we practice compassion, I think it has this amazing ripple effect. So we can talk about the chain of compassion, which is, if you can see something from someone else's point of view and want to help, so we use that as a very nice, neat sort of definition. If you do that with every single person you meet and every single situation that you come across, you're ultimately going to make that person's day better. You know, you're not going to solve anything. You might just have a kind word to say, or you might just help physically. You might help someone, take a buggy up the stairs, or, you know, it's just thinking, you know, even if they've just cut across you, but they're struggling, you might go, I don't know what, I'm going to help. So it's that kind of little act or whatever it is, or even just changing thought patterns, maybe.
Can you give me another example?
Of?
Compassion. How one would do a compassion practice or activity.
So maybe if, I guess, just coming to mind, if you see someone on the street that might be homeless, and maybe you have certain connotations in your head of that person might, you know, why the person might be there. They might be lazy. They might be this, they might be that. You know, you might have a negative set of circumstances that come into your mind immediately. Oh, well, if I give them money, they might use it to buy drugs. You know, these things that just fleet through our mind without us even sort of thinking about it. But then taking a step back from that and thinking, well, actually that person might be there for reasons, no fault of their own. They're not a bad person, they've just had bad circumstances, you know, and sort of taking it back to a compassionate level rather than a, I suppose, reactive is your survival mechanism, right? Maybe that's what's happening with people. You go, oh, if I, I'm, my money's my money, and if I give them to them, they'll buy drugs or they'll commit the crime, or, you know, So you're in complete survival mode instantaneously.
And so that's like a mixture of judgment and fear.
Yes, almost. Yes. And I think that's our default mode. I think this is what I'm seeing.
Well, it is a survival instinct, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. And then, but only if it's proportionate. If it's disproportionate, which is where we get to with kind of hysteria, rioting, if it's disproportionate, then it's not okay, is it? It's proportionate. But then if we can step back and go, well, actually, this reaction is disproportionate because this person, has a past, has all this stuff that may have happened to him. And actually, if I help, I'm going to make their day better. I'm going to give them a tiny, tiny step towards maybe getting their life on track. You have no idea.
So would you say something compassionate you could do in that particular situation would even be smile at them?
Yeah.
Or say hello.
Ask a question. How are, I don't know. It could be, yeah, it could be.
You don't have to give them anything per se, but just direct some kind of act of genuine kindness.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's, it probably isn't more meaningful. It depends on the situation. But, it could be meaningful in that moment. Could be more meaningful. Could be. Especially because, again, you don't know what that person needs.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't.
Maybe they don't know what they need either.
Yes, exactly. And maybe that's just an act of humanity. Just a simple smile is something that will just make them feel like they're not completely alone on this planet and everything is not lost.
And not everyone hates them.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's a ripple effect. So I think that's a really important thing because it could be any person. Obviously, choosing a homeless person is just a kind of an example, but it could be any person that you meet in a supermarket, in your daily pattern of life.
Driving's
a big one because I feel that's, you can see an instantaneous ripple of either anger or or kindness, and it's gonna, but each person takes that into their day, that, so yeah, if you're driving, someone's done something that you're not happy with, you beep them, you swear at them, they get angry, they're going to do the same to someone else or take it out on someone else because, unless they can practice compassion and really sort of calm themselves back down again. But it's that ripple effect. Whereas if you go, fine, go ahead. That person, maybe that person's late, maybe that person's going to miss a train and it's really, really important. You have no idea. And maybe them making that train is going to make their day better and they're going to spread that positivity to another person. But you can't control any of those outcomes. But if you just personally kind of make compassionate choices, that inevitably has to make the world a better place, I think.
So can you just explain what you mean about a ripple effect? And you can even use examples if you want.
Yeah, I think, as I just sort of said, it's that sort of chain reaction of positivity. So if we take it back to almost like the energy, that kind of energy, like if you're giving out that positive energy, it's very hard for people not to take that positive energy in, and maybe that then they emanate positive energy and it kind of keeps going. But then if you're giving someone anger and negative energy, they're going to take that into their space and pass on negative. So it's just, I think it just works in that way, and it can be through words, actions, like you said, just a simple smile or something. But I think, it's that sort of exchange of positive or negative and that ripple effect outwards.
Also, when you do act with compassion, even if it's just in your own mind, that is also a act of self-compassion or self-care at the same time, even though that's not why you're doing it.
No, but it could be. I don't see why not. If you go around saying, I'm going to do good deeds all day and I'm going to feel great about it, I don't think that's a bad thing.
Whatever works.
Exactly. I think it comes back to, I think you said it, mindfulness as well. Because to stop yourself reacting and being in that kind of, primal survival mode reaction, you do have to take a bit of a step back, don't you, and go, what's going on? What's really going on here? And how should I react?
Self-awareness of what you're feeling, what you're thinking, actually, in the moment.
Mm.
So that is a sort of mindfulness practice in itself.
Yeah, it definitely is. And even just taking those a few moments to think, well, what's really going on with that person? Because you don't, do you, necessarily? If you're having a conversation, the words, you know, you're not necessarily thinking, where's this really coming from? What's this person, you know, what do they really mean behind the anger, behind the, you know, what, the reaction? What's really going on? And it's hard to do that if you're also in a reaction mode.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Yeah, you're both, you know, your guards are up and you're... but, so that's real mindfulness. That's like, you know, that's next level, I would say. if in an argument you can go, oh, I'm just going to take a moment here and what is really going on? And the outcome as well. Like, what do I want this outcome to be? If I keep arguing or I keep being angry or I keep, you know, what outcome am I actually going to get?
Right.
Because I'm not helping the situation and the other person is not going to react well.
So kind of where is this going?
Yeah.
Thought.
Exactly. Where is this? Why am I doing this? Yeah, I think that could be very helpful.
So you talked about offering a compassion challenge.
Yes, I think this would be amazing. Because if we think about the ripple effect and that chain of compassion, if we all, you know, if a handful of people, whoever's listening, whoever wants to do it, and I think what we need to realise is sometimes something seems overwhelming. So if you think, you know, when I look at these situations that are going on in the country and whatever it is, I think, oh God, this is awful, but I can't do anything about it. And I don't think that's necessarily true. I can't fix that situation, but if I put out compassion, kindness into my immediate circle, my immediate day, wherever I am, then that will make a difference. I don't know how, you know, how to even measure that, who knows? But that will make a difference. And so if someone else does the same, that will make a difference. Someone else does the same. And then if we think about the ripple effect, that will affect, let's say, 5 people, and they will make a difference. So we could, you know, that could just spread and spread and spread. So I would love it if we did a compassionate day, just a challenge to be really mindful. And every decision or everything you do that day is just very... intentionally compassionate and see what happens. Like, see what happens within yourself, because I do think you'll feel better because you will have had a really positive day, and see what the reaction is with others and how that makes your, I don't know, how that affects your day. Because someone else might come back, you might do something really random, this is just me thinking off the top of my head, you might do something really random or say something nice, and someone might come back and say, actually, do you know what? I could help you in this way. I could offer you this. And it could be something that you never even thought of. But because you've made them feel positive and they want to do something good for you, it could just have benefited you in a really incredible way that you could never have imagined.
Well, and plus just being kind and showing love and kindness to others, even if it's just in your own head, is a form of self-care as well. Because you just feel better, full stop.
Yes, there's definite physical impacts as well, obviously. You know, if you're thinking, you know, that's why we practice gratitude, you know, compassionate meditations, gratitude, there will be a brainwave change. You're going to, have more oxytocin moving in the body, which is your love hormone, endorphins, if you're actually sort of quite excited about something. And that's going to have a really lovely positive change on you kind of hormonally. So, yeah, it's got to be good.
And even doing that as a regular mindfulness practice, it not only has the compassion ripple effect, as we discussed.
Yeah.
But it also ripples towards you as well. So so when you throw a stone in the pond, it doesn't just ripple in one way.
Yeah.
It ripples all around.
Exactly.
So it's also it's simultaneously a form of self-care.
Yeah.
Yet a selfless act for others at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's do it. Right, we're going to put out a day, a day of compassion, the compassion challenge. So if you want to, I mean, it would be lovely to hear any feedback.
It would be great.
Yeah, if you do this and you notice any kind of benefits, it'd be great, because then we can spread that word and say, well.
And also it'd be interesting to hear any creative compassion.
Any ideas, and yeah.
Something that either, you know, we wouldn't think about, or you thought, oh, that was interesting.
Yeah, it'd be great. So if you are listening, you can always email in or find us on social media, send us a message. And yeah, good luck. I'm going to do my challenge and see what happens.
And also, it's not just if you're listening. Tell someone else.
Oh, yes, exactly. Spread it. Ripple effect.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining the journey here on Resonant Space.
I've been Jo.
And Heidi.
And if you want to contact us, you can get in touch at our email address, info@the-humblewarrior.co.uk. So just if you have any questions about any episodes, if you have any topics you'd like us to explore, or if you are a practitioner yourself and would like to come on the podcast and discuss a subject, that would be amazing. So yes, feel free to get in touch. Thank you.